The crowd was excessive. A drawing room had not been held for a long time, and all who were anxious to bask in the smile of royalty hastened thither. Aubrey was there with his sister. While he was standing in a corner by himself, heedless of all around him, engaged in the remembrance that the first time he had seen Lord Riven was in that very place, he felt himself suddenly seized by the arm, and a voice he recognized too well sounded in his ear, "Remember your oath." He had hardly courage to turn, fearful of seeing a spectral that would blast him, when he perceived, at a little distance, the same figure which had attracted his notice on this spot upon his first entry into society. He gazed till his limbs, almost refusing to bear their weight. He was obliged to take the arm of a friend, and forcing a passage through the crowd, he threw himself into his carriage and was driven home. He paced the room with hurried steps, and fixed his hands upon his head, as if he were afraid his thoughts were bursting from his brain. Lord Riven, again before him, circumstances started up in a dreadful array. The dagger, his oath. He roused himself. He could not believe it possible. The dead rise again. He thought his imagination had conjured up the image his mind was resting upon. It was impossible that it could be real. He determined, therefore, to go again into society, for though he attempted to ask concerning Lord Riven, the name hung upon his lips, and he could not succeed in gaining the information. He went a few nights after with Lib's sister to the assembly of a near relation, leaving her under the protection of a matron, who retired into a recess, and there gave himself up into his own devouring thoughts. Perceiving, at last, that many were leaving, he roused himself and entered another room, found his sister surrounded by several, apparently in earnest conversation. He attempted to pass and get near her, when one, whom he requested to move, turned around and revealed to him those features he most abhorred. He sprang forward, seized his sister's arms, and, with hurried step, forced her towards the street. At the door he found himself impeded by the crowd of servants who were waiting for their lords, and while he was engaged in passing them, he again heard that voice whisper close to him, "Remember your oath." He did not dare to turn, but hurrying his sister soon reached home.